Hello, Sid Roth. Welcome, welcome to my world, where it's naturally supernatural. My guest is such an amazing teacher on healing. Thousands have been healed listening to this woman. But I have to tell you, some of the things that have happened to her, they're going to even stretch you. For instance, she had supernatural plastic surgery. Now, I know most of you women aren't interested in that, and some of you men even aren't, but you know what I'm talking. Anyway, that was a funny line. You should have laughed. But you thought that stretched you? Listen to this one. She had a woman sit under her teaching that had an incurable disease. This woman got healed. She went back to the doctor. The doctor pulled the original x-ray that proved she had this disease. It was an incurable disease. The power of God was so strong on her that it went on that, I don't know how this happened, it went on the original x-ray, and the x-ray shows there's no problem either. I'm going to have this woman teach from our brand new supernatural Bible, and devil, your days are numbered.
Is there a supernatural dimension? A world beyond the one we know? Is there life after death? Do angels exist? Can our dreams contain messages from heaven? Can we tap into ancient secrets of the supernatural? Are healing miracles real? Sid Roth has spent over 35 years researching the strange world of the supernatural. Join Sid for this edition of It's Supernatural.
Hello, I'm here with my guest, Dr. Sandra Kennedy. And Sandra, you see thousands of people healed. What's your secret? How do you get so many people healed?
You know, just in all honesty, it has to do with the simplicity of the word, teaching the word so simple, and holding on to one of my favorite scriptures, which is, let God be true and let man be a liar. Trusting the word of the Lord, falling in love with Jesus, making up my mind that if He said it, He will do it, and I can trust Him, and taking that word and breaking it down and teaching it to you so that you end up believing and loving the Lord, and you just take it.
You know what's so wonderful? What she teaches not only works for thousands of other people, it works for her.
Yes, it does.
And tell me about the time your nice little dog bit off your part of your lip.
Yes, he bit off from right here to right here, about a nickel size of my lip. And the doctor, of course, told me that the upper lip could not regrow itself. And if it had been the bottom, it would. But anyway, I go to the hospital. They do surgery. They tell me I got to have all these surgeries again. And I said, no, I'm never going to have another surgery. And I said, because God's going to heal it. And then, of course, they wanted me to look at this book showing all these cleft lips and how that I would never be able to speak and never be able to say anything.
I bet you drove the plastic surgeon nuts by saying you did not want his plastic surgery.
I did. I drove him absolutely nuts. And when I go in, he'd go to show me a book. I wouldn't look at it. I said, no, I'm going to get pictures of me looking really good with a big smile, because he said I'd never have a smile again. Never have a smile again.
And instead of mirrors, You wouldn't look in a mirror while God was doing His miracle.
Yeah. I'd put a picture of me looking really good and a big smile, you know. And then I'd look in the mirror and I'd talk to it. I said, you hear me? I command you in the name of Jesus. You straighten yourself out. Move. And I'd do my hand just like that.
Now, after God healed you.
Yes.
You saw the plastic surgeon. What did he say to you?
Listen, I saw him back then, but I just recently saw him. After about 14 years, I saw him. And he said to me, what have you done to your lip? And I said, nothing. I've never had another thing done to it except what you did 14 years ago on the operating table. And all you did was cut off some of the bad spots and pull it together and tie it together with catgut. But I've never had anything else done. My God did this. And he said, oh, he did a really good job.
Well, in addition to plastic surgery, tell me about someone that you taught. This person that had an incurable disease. It was Crohn's disease.
Yeah.
What I want to know is, it's wonderful that this woman was healed of an incurable disease. But explain to me what happened with the diagnostic X-rays that proved she had Crohn's disease.
Well, she took them and went to another state to a specialist to try to get some, but took her old X-rays with her and went to another state to get some input from them, to have some surgery done or something. Anyway, when she delivered her X-rays, in the meantime, she took her Bible, turned the Bible upside down on top of her X-rays, and kept believing the Word of God to go into those. You know, it matters what you believe. It truly matters what you believe. It matters what you think. And she put that Bible on top of those X-rays, and by the time she got to a specialist, and he picked up the old X-rays, they were perfect. Nothing. He could find nothing.
That's impossible. You're telling me the X-ray changed?
I'm telling you.
That the original diagnostic X-ray? I mean, I understand she was healed, but you're stretching me now.
No, I know. I said the X-rays were healed.
Well, I'm going to tell you, I don't think any of us have comprehended how important the Word of God is. It's living. It's alive. It's like taking Jesus into you. And we have a brand new Bible. It's the Supernatural Bible. I have Dr. Sandra Kennedy's notes in here on healing. I have a section on tongues that when you read that, you will, if you're praying an hour a day, you'll be praying 2 hours. If you're not praying, you'll be praying in tongues. It'll motivate you to pray in tongues. I have the hidden meaning that the devil has hidden from us about the blood of Jesus. And what I so love is your notes. I had Sandra pick out her favorite scriptures. They're highlighted in the Bible with a great portion. And then she explains these notes. And I have to tell you, all I know about healing, my faith went zoom as I read it. Anytime I'm struggling with something, I want to read your notes. You told me when you wrote the notes what happened.
Oh, yeah. I mean, faith just arose in the room. It was unbelievable. It was fun. It was exciting. It was like Jesus was right there in the room with us. I mean, it was probably one of the most exciting things I've ever done. It just poured out of me as I would begin to do it. I mean, just poured out stories. It was thrilling.
We'll have Sandra back, but in the next segment, I'm going to have my friend Dr. Michael Brown. And Dr. Brown was a rock musician into drugs. He finds Jesus. He immediately goes to rabbis and starts telling them how wonderful our Messiah is. And did he get the shock of his life? It totally changed his destiny. Be right back.
We'll be right back to It's Supernatural.
Our world is rife with comparisons about what separates us. Day after day, we go about our lives with tunnel vision. But Scripture tells us how Messiah broke down the wall between Jew and Gentile, allowing for the creation of one new man, one new humanity. This spiritual completeness is set to usher in the greatest move toward God the world has ever known. Sid Roth has discovered Scripture's key to reaching the Jewish people with God's love. One New Humanity opens the door for God to move in signs and wonders, and all will see the evidence of the invisible God promised in Scripture. At SidRoth.org, you'll find mentoring tools to empower you to share how One New Humanity is critical to bringing multitudes to know God. You'll understand Israel and the Jewish roots of the church, and how all the nations of the earth will experience blessings unseen in human history. Log on to SidRoth.org today and learn how one new man is the key to unlocking God's greatest blessings.
The supernatural of God knows no bounds, and now there are no limits. Now you can be mentored and operating in the miraculous, and also receive your own supernatural breakthrough anytime, anyplace.
Whatever you're facing, family problems, financial worries, sickness, depression, this network will make a difference in your life.
Whenever, wherever. Get ready to receive your supernatural breakthrough. Download the free ISN app today.
Many viewers report testimonies of miracles, signs, and wonders as a result of watching It's Supernatural. Share your testimony at sidroth.org/praise.
We now return to It's Supernatural.
So my friend, Dr. Michael Brown, before he was a doctor, of course, he's into drugs, he's into rock music, he's a musician, and you'd think his parents would be so happy, his nice Jewish parents, that now he's off of drugs and he's become, as we Jews call, a real mensch, but they weren't happy because of Jesus.
Yeah, I mean, listen, they were thrilled that I was off drugs, but my dad sat me down. He said, Michael, it's good. You're off drugs, but we're Jews. We don't believe in this. So here, I'm saved just a matter of weeks. I'm shooting heroin, using LSD, cocaine, stealing money from my own father. I was a decadent, wicked kid, right?
Yes.
16 years old, brand new believer. Dad said, okay, great, you're off drugs. We're happy for you, but we're Jews. Got to meet the local rabbi. So within weeks, literally within weeks of me being born again, I have my first appointment to meet the local rabbi, who's now going to begin to lovingly challenge me about everything I believe. You're talking about a brilliant guy, just graduated from Jewish Theological Seminary, studying Hebrew all his life. He knows objections I don't even know exist. And now I'm going to get challenged. So literally right out of the spiritual womb, I get challenged.
And one of the things he said to you is, how well do you speak Hebrew or understand Hebrew? What'd you say?
Well, look, when I was bar mitzvahed, I learned enough Hebrew to chant a passage from the Torah or the prophets, but I didn't even know what I was reading. I just chanted the Hebrew.
Me too.
Yeah, so the little I remember was just a few letters, a few words. So I said to him, look, I don't know Hebrew now, but I can use the concordance in the back of Strong's. There's a dictionary there. I'll use that. I said, in the meantime, I remember he said to me, meantime, shmeantime. If you don't know Hebrew, it doesn't mean a thing. So once I started college, I thought, okay, I got to learn Hebrew. But they were teaching modern Hebrew. So I thought, all right, I got a textbook. I taught myself biblical Hebrew. And then I thought, you know, if I could learn maybe some of the related languages like Arabic, but, you know, the New Testament's in Greek, but Latin's important, and the scholars write in German. So I ended up in college studying six different languages and then going on to NYU, doing my master's and PhD there, and then learning the other ancient Semitic languages. And look, I loved the study. I enjoyed that. But I was determined, I don't want to have to rely on a dictionary. I don't have to rely on the commentary. The rabbi says that I want to be able to think for myself and understand what the text says.
The big question is, Mike, I know you. I know that you have a healthy fear of God within you. I know this. Between you and me, has there anything been told to you by rabbis with these 2,000 years of study and knowing Hebrew well that has rocked your faith?
I'll be totally honest with you.
Yes.
When I got hit with some of the objections in the early days, I knew that Jesus had changed my life. But I also said, these are serious questions. I need to dig. And I determined before God, I prayed with all my heart. I said, God, I'm going to follow you as a Jew, and I'm going to be loyal. If Jesus is not the Messiah, and I have to renounce him and lose all my friends and say I'm wrong, I'll do it. But if everything I believe is true, I don't care if the whole Jewish world rejects me, I'm going to follow. And I said, God, you've just got to help me to know that I know that I know. And Sid, the scriptures opened up to me like never before. Words came jumping off the page. I remember telling God, if Jesus is not the Messiah, then you intentionally deceive me, because it could not be any more clear. So it had the reverse effect from what the rabbis wanted. The more I got challenged, the more I learned. And I did it with an open heart. I said, God, I'm not just trying to come up with a cheap answer. When I'd look at some of the answers others had, I thought, no, that's a cheap answer. I don't like that. And I would dig and I would wrestle. And out of that, two or three times of really having my faith rocked, I came so much more clear in my understanding. And I can say, shout it to the whole world, debate any rabbi anytime, day or night, with all respect for these sincere men. Jesus, Yeshua is the Messiah of Israel. If he's not the Messiah of Israel, then the Hebrew scriptures are lying to us.
And guess what I've had Dr. Michael Brown do? You will be fascinated with us. We took the modern English version of the Bible, and I had him chain reference the most important predictions proving Jesus is the Messiah from the Old and the New Covenant, and then write a commentary. And I'm going to tell you, he did something you've probably never seen before. He not only wrote it as to why Jesus is the Messiah, but he wrote why the rabbis say he's not, 2,000 years to prove this, and why the rabbis are wrong. It'll be one of the most intriguing studies. That combined with the healing and the supernatural. And then there are articles that I have written on the end time book to the church. You know what that is? Not Revelation. Esther, on God's heart for the Jews and Israel, on how to communicate the gospel with Jewish people, on the feasts, and the cycle of the feast. And I'm not saying to do these things because you have to, but God has a blessing in everything in this Bible. And it's one of the freshest translations because even many of the words that were originally from the Greek are from the Hebrew now. Like instead of Mary, how about Miriam? She sounds a little Jewish, Mike. Now, when we come back, I'm going to have Dr. Sandra Kennedy and Dr. Michael Brown, and we're going to just be so free in the Holy Spirit. I believe people are going to be healed, and I believe some of you are going to fall madly in love with Jesus. Be right back.
We'll be right back to It's Supernatural.
Call now and get the Supernatural Bible Package, which includes the Supernatural Bible and Sid Roth's anointed interactive audio CD, It Is Written. Yours for a donation of $59. Shipping and handling is included. Ask for offer number 9530. The Supernatural Bible is based on the respected King James Manuscript, the first updated version in 30 years. 47 distinguished translators and researchers devoted 9 years to making a good translation even better. The first sections of the Supernatural Bible contain over 50 pages of the best teaching on the supernatural and Israel. There are added references to the Hebrew rather than Greek for a dozen key words and names. Instead of Jesus, you will see his Hebrew name, Yeshua. The mother of Yeshua is referred to as Miriam instead of Mary. Included is Dr. Sandra Kennedy's powerful article entitled Healing Belongs to You, along with commentary on her favorite healing scriptures. Dr. Michael Brown, a Jewish believer and scholar, includes his article, An Introduction to the Messianic Prophecies, and he adds commentaries on the best scriptures proving Yeshua is the Jewish Messiah. The Supernatural Bible includes chain referenced commentaries by Dr. Sandra Kennedy and Dr. Michael Brown, appearing throughout the Bible next to the highlighted passages on healing and messianic prophecies. Also featured are additional commentaries. Stephen Brooks imparts 5 proven steps to manifest your healing. Robert Heidler teaches on the biblical feasts as being God's cycles of blessings. Sid Roth shares how to walk in the favor of God every day. Included is Sid Roth's article on God Talk, which will motivate you to pray in tongues more than ever to fulfill your God-given destiny and purpose. Sid Roth also makes sure that the message of the power of the blood of Yeshua will no longer remain stolen from this generation of believers. And as a special bonus, you will receive Sid Roth's powerful audio CD,
It Is Written.
Sid reads his favorite Yeshua personalized promises from the Bible over you, set to anointed instrumental music. Don't miss out on getting the Supernatural Bible Package, which includes the Supernatural Bible and Sid Roth's anointed interactive audio CD, It Is Written. Yours for a donation of $59. Shipping and handling is included. Ask for offer number 9530 or get 2 sets, one for you and one to give away as a gift. 2 sets are only $95. That's almost a 40% savings. Please specify offer number SP9530. Call or you can send your check of $59 for 1 set. Offer 9530 or $95 for 2 sets. Offer SP9530. Send your check to Sid Roth. It's Supernatural. P.O. Box 39222, Charlotte, North Carolina 28278. Or log on to SidRoth.org. Call or write today.
We now return to It's Supernatural.
I can't tell you how excited I am to finally have this Bible. In fact, Mike, you said to me that this. Tell me about when you did these notes for this Bible.
Yeah, for years, people have wanted me to take all these volumes I've written. It's, you know, a lot for someone to read, and take the highlights and put it in a Bible. Messianic prophecies, why these point to Yeshua, why the rabbis' objections are wrong. And for years, I've been asked to do it. And for years, I said I want to do it. But when you asked me, I finally had grace to do it. I mean, in the midst of all the other writing projects, I had this window, and I felt God. I felt like I was running this race and being carried along, and the notes just flowed. So finally, after decades, we're able to put this stuff in the Bible, literally, for the first time.
The truth of the matter is that with this new Bible, you are going to have the revelation of what is so dear to God's heart right now, so special to Him at this moment. Because it says in Romans 9, and I've just been dwelling on this, Mike and Sandra, of the Jewish people, of them is the glory. What is the next great move on planet Earth? The glory. And I believe the catalyst for the glory will come from Jewish people. There are millennials all over the world that are recognize that there's nothing worthwhile in this earth. But once they hear the good news, once they understand Jeremiah 31:31, which says there'll be a new covenant for you, and the word will not just be on the outside, it'll be on the inside of you. And you will know God for yourself, not because someone preaches a good message. You'll know God for yourself. And all of your sins I won't just cover as we did in the old covenant. Oh, no, no. I will remember them no more. That's in the Jewish scriptures. Mike, Isaiah 53, I don't think it's an accident that Isaiah 53 is the most graphic description in the Jewish scriptures about Jesus. And, Sandra, I don't think it's an accident, but I believe the major foundation for healing is found when you understand the Hebrew in Isaiah 53. You did a PhD on that subject. What does the Hebrew say about healing in the 53rd chapter of Isaiah?
This is the view of the prophets, the whole man wholly healed. By getting healed on the inside, we're healed on the outside. They did not look at it just spiritual healing while Israel dies and languishes in exile, or just physical restoration without the inside. So when it says, "Uvachavara ton nir palano," at the cost of his wounds, there's healing for us. It's inside, it's outside. That's the vision of the prophets. By Jesus dying for our sins, he thereby provides healing for the whole man. That's what's there. It's a glorious text, and it's one that we can never dive into too deeply.
And Sandra, if I was to force you to comment on Isaiah 53 in healing after that brilliant description, what would you say?
I'd start off with verse 1. I'd say you've got to believe the report in order to see the power of God. You've got to believe the report of what the Isaiah 53 says. You have to believe that He is the Messiah. You have to believe that He is the coming one. You have to believe that the Lord has done what He said He would do. And you have to understand that He really did take for us in our place. In other words, He carried our sins. He carried our griefs. He bore them. If He bore them and He carried them, I don't need to be bearing anything nor carrying anything. He took care of everything for me, but I got to believe the report first. I got to believe the report.
And the Messiah said, when His spirit left His body, hanging on the tree for you, it is finished.
Yes.
That means stop your stinking thinking and start thinking like God. According to Isaiah 53, from a Hebrew scholar and a scholar of healing in the scriptures, by His stripes you were healed. Finished. It is finished.
Sid Roth is announcing the release of a brand new translation of the Bible that will transform your life. The Supernatural Bible. Exclusive to our It's Supernatural audience. Call now and get the Supernatural Bible package, which includes the Supernatural Bible and Sid Roth's anointed interactive audio CD, It Is Written. Yours for a donation of $59. Shipping and handling is included. Ask for offer number 9530. The Supernatural Bible is based on the respected King James manuscript, the first updated version in 30 years. 47 distinguished translators and researchers devoted 9 years to making a good translation even better. Archaic words and idioms are updated in modern English based on the finest research. Here's what makes the Supernatural Bible truly unique. The first sections of the Supernatural Bible contain over 50 pages of the best teaching on the supernatural and Israel. There are added references to the Hebrew rather than Greek for a dozen key words and names. Instead of Jesus, you will see his Hebrew name, Yeshua. The mother of Yeshua is referred to as Miriam instead of Mary. The epistle or letter of Jude reads as Judah. Included is Dr. Sandra Kennedy's powerful article entitled Healing Belongs to You, along with commentary on her favorite healing scriptures. Sid Roth says that Dr. Kennedy is the best teacher on healing that he knows. Dr. Michael Brown, a Jewish believer and scholar, includes his article, An Introduction to the Messianic Prophecies, and he adds commentaries on the best scriptures proving Yeshua is the Jewish Messiah. The Supernatural Bible includes chain-referenced commentaries by Dr. Sandra Kennedy and Dr. Michael Brown, appearing throughout the Bible next to the highlighted passages on healing and messianic prophecies. Also featured are additional commentaries. Stephen Brooks imparts 5 proven steps to manifest your healing. Robert Heidler teaches on the biblical feasts as being God's cycles of blessings. Sid Roth shares how to walk in the favor of God every day. Included is Sid Roth's article on God Talk, which will motivate you to pray in tongues more than ever to fulfill your God-given destiny and purpose. Sid Roth also makes sure that the message of the power of the blood of Yeshua will no longer remain stolen from this generation of believers. And as a special bonus, you will receive Sid Roth's powerful audio CD,
It Is Written.
On this anointed audio CD, Sid reads his favorite personalized promises from the Bible over you. Set to anointed instrumental music, the presence of God on this CD will truly set you free. Don't miss out on getting the Supernatural Bible package, which includes the Supernatural Bible and Sid Roth's anointed interactive audio CD, It Is Written. Yours for a donation of $59. Shipping and handling is included. Ask for offer number 9530 or get 2 sets, one for you and one to give away as a gift. 2 sets are only $95. That's almost a 40% savings. Please specify offer number SP9530. Call or you can send your check of $59 for 1 set, offer 9530, or $95 for 2 sets, offer SP9530. Send your check to Sid Roth. It's Supernatural. P.O. Box 39222, Charlotte, North Carolina 28278. Or log on to SidRoth.org. Call or write today.
Next week on It's Supernatural.
Hi, I'm Henry Groover. Recently, God gave to me a vision of the coming glory that is about to visit on this earth. Would you join me in It's Supernatural? I will be sharing with you keys and understanding about the coming glory. God bless you.
Your gifts to this ministry will help Sid air It's Supernatural in Israel 28 times a week and distribute his evangelistic book to the Jewish people worldwide.